This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. With the caveat that one day's trading does not repeat, not a trend make. This was, and there's pretty much no other way to slice it, an interesting way to start the year. The rout in China, rooted in lousy manufacturing news there and more worries about the worrisome Chinese currency, became a European rout, which became, as you know, a Wall Street rout. It's entirely possible the traders are going to make all that money back tomorrow because capitalism, right? But it's tough not to look at things and wonder about the near-term economic future. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson explains exactly why.
Well, there's the obvious. China's the world's second largest economy. It's been a major driver of global growth in recent years. Dan Rosen is head of the China practice at Rhodium Group.
At its height, it was almost 50% of all growth when the rest of the world was receding due to the global financial crisis. But even typically, it's been 15, 20, 25% of all the growth on the planet the past decade.
And what kind of contribution will China put up in 2016? Nick Consonieri with the Eurasia Group says investors are seeing question marks.
Investors globally are just still very uncertain about how much lower, you know, the economy is going to go and how long it's going to take to get there. Really, the key theme is just this opacity and uncertainty.
And you're especially nervous if you're a country or company that sells lots of stuff to China.
China is the main trading partner for more than 100 countries in the world.
David Dollar is a senior fellow in the China Center at the Brookings Institution.
So a country like Chile that exports copper to China, Brazil, I believe, exports iron, you know, Mexico exports energy, that is creating problems for a lot of U.S. partners.
In other words, there are direct and indirect ways China affects the rest of the world. But Patrick Chovanec at Silvercrest Asset Management says the impact won't be uniformly negative.
When you look at companies that have been selling to the Chinese consumer, they're doing quite well. Chinese outbound tourism is booming. So the Chinese consumption sector remains fairly resilient.
So yes, there are plenty of ways a Chinese slowdown hurts the rest of the world, but that's just not the whole picture. Chovanec says there will be some winners amongst the losers out there. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.